Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, November 26, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 19 in the chapter, There is a Solution. We are reading paragraph 3, which begins with, We have concluded. Today's readers are Dina J. for the 12 Steps, Audrey M. P. for the 12 Traditions, Mary G., Mo H., Dion R. Jody E. will greet newcomers at the end of the meeting, and Robin P. will close us out with some important announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, that would be November 25th, is 15851. That's 15,851. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for November 26, 2020, is 15858. That's 15,858. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Dina J. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Elaine B. I'm Dina J., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in California. And the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Dina J. And I'll now ask Audrey M. P. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. This is Audrey M. P. from California. I'm a compulsive overeater and a recovered bulimic, and these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity, too. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And permission to use the 12 traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous for adaptation is granted by AA World Service, Inc. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Audrey M.P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recoveries described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 19, and the paragraph "There is a solution," and we're reading and commenting on the third paragraph. And I will ask Mary G. to please begin reading.
Thank you, Elaine. This is Mary G. from Mesa, Arizona, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. Wow, when I read that paragraph this morning, I just thought, oh my gosh, what a perfect paragraph for Thanksgiving Day. You know, the conclusion to publish this volume was because of the line before that. How then shall we present that which has been so freely given us? You know, they wanted to be able to spread this message. And how would they do that in the best and most efficient way, getting to the most people? So the first word that really just jumped out at me was anonymous. You know, this volume was not written by one person. It was written by, you know, several hundred people or 100 people at least, you know, bringing their combined experience and knowledge. And this is what, you know, I find on these lines every day. I get to hear our combined experience and knowledge. And it says they set forth the problem as they see it. So the problem will include both the physical allergy as explained by Dr. Silkworth, but it will also talk about the strange mental phenomenon that we have that will, you know, not allow us to refrain from picking up that first drink just on the basis of self-knowledge. I can know all about my addiction and my food behavior and everything, but unless I understand this mental twist, you know, I'm not going to be willing to do the work that I need to do in order to be recovered. And so this last sentence, it says, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. I looked up the word and it says to be able to be used for a practical purpose. And program is a set of related measures or activities with a particular long-term aim. And so, you know, we have a very practical approach in this big book. Anyone who is new, I would say find a sponsor who has gone through this book and work with them. When I first came into program 31 years ago, you know, I read this book as a novel. And to tell you the truth, I thought the first 164 pages were extremely boring. I thought, why are they even putting this in here? I love the stories. I thought they were great. But obviously, I did not know what the big book really was or what it was meant to do. That took me many, many years to have someone explain that to me and take me through the big book. And I'm just so grateful for the 12 steps because not only people with a drinking problem, but people with an eating problem, people with, you know, relationship problems. I'm currently in a program for people with chronic illness and pain. And it's just amazing how we can apply these 12 steps to almost any condition in our life that, you know, takes us away from that peace and that serenity that I believe our higher power wants us to have. And with that, I will pass and I wish you all a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And thank you, Elaine, and all for your service.
Thank you so much, Mary G. Okay. Though we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you haven't shared this week, you're more than welcome to share today. So, or if you can share Monday, that's okay too. Thank you, Deanna. Keeping me from babbling. Who else would like to share today?
Bonnie B. in Minnesota.
Bonnie B. Anybody else? Jump on in. The water's fine. Well, let's have Donnie B. John R. and Bonnie B. get us kicked off, and then I bet that'll inspire some more shares. So, Dion R., please go ahead, and then Bonnie B.
Okay. Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Dion R. from Recovered Compulsive Overeater. I'm very, very thankful and grateful, unusually so, to wake up and remember I can go to the book, I can go to the meeting, I can go to my higher power. And through this program and reading this book, which they got together, they say, how are we going to carry this message that was freely given to me? Well, they got a book together. And Ms. Dion can pick the book up and read it and help others through it too, just like they freely gave it to me because I was in oblivion. I had no clue what my problem was. I thought I had knew what your problem was, but I didn't know what my problem was. And you guys so gently guided me through it through love and the fellowship of this program. It says we concluded and published an anonymous volume, and it's helped so many other people in life. I just meet so many people that's been connected with some type of 12-step program. And, you know, the fact that this program is useful to me and countless other OAs, oh, my God, it's priceless. I don't have to ever pick up. And I don't know why. I just woke up in a good mood today, and I'm going to ride with that. Thank you, Elaine, for your service and all you guys on the line. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Bonnie B., please go ahead, and then we'll take some more shares.
Thank you so much. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Bonnie B. from Minnesota, recovering compulsive food restrictor and binger. There were a couple of things that actually the whole paragraph jumped out, but that word anonymous. I think about myself and I think about how many times I have purpose to try to do things for others anonymously. And then ego gets in the way and I end up sharing with other people what I've done. And this is a group of people that have published and put together, and I'm sure it was a ton of work, a volume of information for the rest of us that helps us to be able to live that free life. And they did it with nothing in return. They did it anonymously, which is just amazing to me. And the combined experience and knowledge that I've received from other people, I've been in program for 4 years. I'm still recovering, which is hard to even acknowledge, but it's true. But when I came into A Vision for You, there was so much given to me with regards to experience and knowledge. And it was no longer about just the tools. It was about all the other stuff. And I had a one sweet gal share with me. She said what she did was she took the word drinking and she put the word thinking in its place. And so that very last sentence where it says, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a thinking problem. You know, most of my issues are a thinking problem, and I just happen to use food as the vice. And so, you know, today being Thanksgiving and being quarantined because both my husband and I, at this point, I think we have COVID, I'm still grateful. I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for this book. I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful for the community that I have. And I'm just so thankful that each of you are here. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Bonnie B. So who would like to comment on page 19, paragraph 3? Everyone to unmute, please.
Audrey MP, I'll share.
Okay. Anybody else?
Jody H.
Jody H. Anybody
Tamara
else?
B.
Jamra, please. I missed that last name?
Janice K.
Janice K. Okay. Well, let's start with this, and then we'll take some more. So we've got Audrey M.P., Jody H., Tamara C., and Janice K. Please go ahead, Audrey M.P. Star 1 to unmute, Audrey. And if you're not, Audrey, if you could press star 1 to mute, that would be great.
Here we go. Unmuted, Audrey MP, compulsive overeater, recovered bulimic. And I'm in Southern California. I'm in Santa Monica this morning, and it's beautiful. I'm wishing you all a beautiful day and a Thanksgiving. I'm reading this paragraph, and as I get better, you know, as I get better, as I get more neutral, as I have, you know, more green light days, one day at a time, I'm getting better. I'm like, you know, I've been in OA for 27 years. I have 27 years of abstinence from bulimia. Today is like a trigger day. And I'm read this paragraph and I'm thinking about my recovery and I'm thinking like from where I came. You know, what Thanksgiving dinners used to be like. And I am light years away from them. And so I want to share, if there are matters of medical, psychiatric, social, and religious issues, that you know, we be aware from the beginning. I wasn't aware in the beginning that there's this mental twist to bulimia, you know, to my eating disorder. And there's so many variations of them. I just want to say to the bulimic that still suffers this morning that if you eat too much, just keep it down. Like, just pray. Just go to bed. End your day. That's how I got through my days. If I ate too much and, I wasn't weighing and measuring. And in fact, in the beginning of my recovery, I was drinking. I would call margaritas and chips activities and vodka and cranberry juice fruit. And, you know, that's how I lied to myself in the beginning. And, you know, I've been getting some calls and I, you know, it didn't happen overnight. It's not like weighing and measuring and losing weight. You know, I have a different malady than a 100-pounder or, you know, someone else. And I'm just so grateful that there's 8,000 of us and we have a place to go. And this is it. This is it for me. This Vision for You is my last house on the block. And I want to be, I want to be recovered, and I want to have weight loss. I want to give the bones on my body a little break, and I can do that one day at a time with all of you. And after, you know, blah, 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 I pass. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all.
That's some pretty meaty blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Audrey M.P. Okay, Jody H., you're up next, followed by Tamara C. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Jody H., a recovering compulsive overeater from the state of Maine. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to share, I'm overwhelmed with gratefulness today as I sit in my apartment alone. I am so grateful for the combined experience and knowledge of those who have brought me so far from where I was this past May. In such a short time, because of the experience that I experienced and the knowledge that I've experienced through this program, I have put together 90 days of abstinence, and it's not just the weight loss, but that's what gets people's attention, and it gets me a chance, an opportunity to share this program with others. It's not a diet. That's the biggest thing I come against in my family. It's not just another diet. It's not just a fad or a nonsense sort of thing that I'm going to gain all my weight back. Not if I do this program the way it's suggested, a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. It's been useful to me. It saved me from the attitude of disheartenedness and desperateness I had in the month of May over my weight and over my just my eating patterns, and my grocery bill was incredible. And now I can get by on such a smaller amount of food that it's great. This program helped me get through my Thanksgiving, which was on Tuesday. And I took the advice of my combined experience and knowledge, those who were before me, and I took plenty of food that was good abstinent food with me. I was concerned how people might think that I didn't want them to be offended that I brought my own food and didn't want to eat theirs. But I got over that, and I just brought it, and there was no problem. They totally understood because they've seen the progress that I've made, not just in my what I eat, but how I eat. And everything that people said to do, get somebody to call in case you have a need to talk to somebody, and making sure you bring enough food for yourself in case the things turn out to have your food of that your allergic foods with you that you want to avoid those. Okay, and I'll wrap up with this. I'm just so grateful for the experience and understanding and knowledge in this program that I look forward to many years with you all and many Thanksgivings. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
It's in here, Jody H. Thank you very much. Tamara C., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Janice K.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., recovered in California. And I'm so grateful for this volume. This big book has really, really changed my life. The first thing that pulled me in was the stories. When I first came to OA and I just bought all the literature, and the big book was there as part of the literature, so I bought it and read it, and I didn't understand a lot of it. But in the stories, and especially Bill's story, once in a while I would think, hey, that's just like me with food. Yeah, I do that with food. But I didn't understand the instructions or anything, or that it's a textbook. And then thanks to the vision meetings and the way that it's studied in this meeting, it just really, really opened up to me And the ideas in the book have had such a profound effect on me in understanding my disease and my spiritual malady, and I'm still learning so much from it. The instructions have helped me unblock so much, and I'm still in the process of healing and unblocking what's keeping me from my higher power. And the prayers in this volume have been really powerful. I grew up with prayer, but somehow the wording and the prayers of this book are so inspired into just to wake up and say the On Awakening prayer and the throughout the day prayers and all of the fourth step prayers. It really helps shift my thinking and my connection. The greatest gift that I've been given from this volume is the way it has improved my relationship with a higher power. And I don't even know how to express my gratitude for that growing relationship. And today I'm still studying this book with a sponsor. I'm studying with sponsees, and my heart is so full of gratitude for this book and for this meeting and all the shows that have opened my mind to understand what this book is saying and what is the solution to my spiritual problem. And I'm really happy that I get to continue studying it with everyone on this meeting, and I just get to keep learning more and growing more. So thank you, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. I'll pass.
Thank you, Tamara C. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, so we have Janice K. up next, and then we'll take another lineup of people who'd like to share on page 19, paragraph 3. We have concluded. So please go ahead, Janice K.
Thank you. This is Janice K. in Oregon. Something that has been coming up in my life over and over recently has been the connection between service and gratitude. And I look at, to look at it first, three sentences is not a lot. But behind this lies just this vast well of gratitude and service. What kind of volume is it? It's anonymous. They don't want to be paid for it. They don't want public acclaim. They don't want to go on talk shows, which I realized they didn't have back then. But this is an anonymous volume of combined experience and knowledge. You know, they're sitting in their office or wherever they were, receiving letters with people saying, help us, help us, help us. And they do what they can. You know, books were the form of public media, books and newspapers, magazines. We didn't have internet. We didn't have television. We had books. So they sent out this little chip of a book anonymously. It's, you know, with their combined experience and knowledge. And they didn't even say, do it. They said, this should suggest useful program. So there's a lot of desire. I'm still self-centered. It's all still about me and how I feel. But what I read when I see this is a huge amount of gratitude and a great willingness to serve. I should be so lucky to be of such service to someone. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. So although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday, we'd love to hear from you. And please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name and first initial.
This is Nancy L.
Nancy L.
Laura R.
Laura R. Anybody else? Okay, let's take these two, and then we'll take a few more. Last call. Somebody else want to get on the lineup before we...
Wendy B.
Wendy B. Excellent. All right. So Nancy L., Laura R., and Wendy B.
Well, thank you. This is Nancy. I'm sorry. Nancy L. in Arizona.
Hi, Nancy. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, I love that sentence. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. And task, I don't think they were kidding. You get 100 people that can all not only agree, but have the proof in them, in themselves, that they have recovered from their addiction. And the last sentence, we should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. You know, I was always trying to find something useful, something that I could use to get rid of this obsession with the food, and I wanted to be useful as well, but nothing ever, there was no fruit of any of my labor. It was all just a waste of time because I didn't, for one thing, I didn't want to have to work very hard at it, and another thing is that I didn't have my hands on this big book. I thought it was just for alcoholics. So I'm so grateful that the first 100 did go through what they did. So, like one of our members says, I can sit on the shoulders of giants and I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I can just do what they did and receive what they have received. And it's a blessing to be abstinent. It's a blessing to be in a healthy body today. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy L. Okay, Laura R., you are up next, followed by Wendy B., and we'll take a few more shares. Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Laura R., grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in Colorado, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Ooh, what gratitude I felt this morning. You know, I think a couple people have said, what a great paragraph for this morning, and I was writing on it, and, you know, at first I didn't see the gratitude, like, you know, just about this paragraph, but once you start, like, looking more deeper into it, it's like, oh my gosh. You know, what a gift. It kind of took me down memory lane. You know, 17 years ago, I walked into the rooms and I was introduced to the big book for another issue. And I've been studying it ever since, you know, and what a gift that, like someone said, we don't have to recreate the wheel. You know, someone got in front of me and read this line by line and like shared with me about the book and had it come to life. But again, like at that point, 17 years ago, all I put down was one thing. I was so addicted to so many other things. And so I can only learn so much. And I was thinking about it this morning, like this book is a living, breathing document, you know? It's just, as I change, all of a sudden things that I have read before, you know, come to light in a new way. And I don't know, I remember the first time I heard about, like for me, what I was taught was that it's a three-part problem, you know, it's mental, it's physical, and it's spiritual. And when I straighten out spiritually, then I straighten out mentally and physically, and that spiritual malady is what's driving the mental obsession. And so, and then if I, you know, the mental obsession kicks in and I'm not spiritually fit, I pick up and then, you know, the physical goes off. But, you know, that restless, irritable, and discontent, that I'm not worth it, I'm flawed, I'm not enough, you know, all that stuff that I see in my fourth step, that is when I need God to come in and to heal. That isn't, you know, the exact nature of my character defects. You know, why you see the bedevilments on the outside, like that's not my spiritual malady. The outside stuff just gives me a temperature of what's really going on inside. And, you know, when I'm upset with you, it's really like, okay, it's a great opportunity for me to like dig in and see what's going on within me. It's really not about what's going on the outside. You know, maybe it is real, maybe it's fancied, but the bottom line is that I need to look and see why I'm getting upset and triggered and, you know, and feeling funky. And what a gift, you know, what a gift to be able to have the tools. And I'm just so grateful to have all you. I was just thinking, I didn't say like when I grew up, I wanted to be an alcoholic, a compulsive overeater, a chaos creator, and among many other things. But you know what, you guys, like, I am so blessed. Yes, we have a deadly disease, and it is awful when we're in the cups of it. But like, I met my husband because of recovery. I have amazing friends and fellowships and like friends in different fellowships and different kinds of workshops that I've been in. And like, I talk to all of you guys all the time. And this morning I already talked to 5 people and it's 8. You know, it's crazy. And so, I mean, there's so, I get to be, have an abstinent meal today and talk about it with other people. And if someone's struggling, you know, my name's Laura R. in Colorado, give me a buzz. Let's talk. I need to talk to you. Thank you so much. With that, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Laura R. Wendy B., you're up next, and then we'll take a couple more shares.
Hi, this is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona, and, you know, the same line is jumping out to me, you know, we shall bring to task our combined experience and knowledge. And the fact that it's so freely given, you know, that I don't deserve this grace, you know, this program, you know, that I didn't earn it. You know, it was a free gift. And if I'm just willing to receive it and do what it asks of me, you know, and I'm by nature, you know, just a very selfish, stingy person. You know, I want more for me. I'm not naturally interested in helping you. And but that's the miracle of this program, that God turns us into altruistic people, you know, that he gives us a desire to help others, to pass on what we received. You know, I get to just be open to how God wants to use me as a channel to share with those that he brings into contact with me, you know. And it's a miracle that it resonates with others, you know, that my share has meaning to others. You know, I mean, how miraculous is that, you know? And it's just his grace that he can use us, you know, these broken people, you know, with problems with food, and our experience just resonates with each other, and we get to help each other, and it's such a blessing. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Wendy P. Okay, so we value your experience. We do ask you to limit your share to every third day so everybody has a chance to share their experience. So if you haven't shared since Monday, we invite you to press star 1 to unmute.
Reggie O.
Reggie O.
Hi, this is Candy P. from New York.
Is it Candy P?
Yes, Candy.
Kathy B.
No, okay. Candy. Just like the stuff we're trying to.
I got you, Candy. Thank you. And did I hear a Kathy Z? I guess
Kathy,
not.
C-A-S-S-I.
Oh, Kathy. Okay, Kathy B. And
Sharon C.
We may have time for Sharon C also, so let's see how it goes. I've got Reggie O, Candy T, Kathy B, and Sharon C. Please go ahead, Reggie.
Hey, good morning, Elaine. Thanks for your service and happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and everybody that's on the line. I am so grateful to be on this call this morning on Thanksgiving Day, and I was thinking of a couple of my early Thanksgivings and program, and the first one was the year I came in 1985. I had come in June, and in that Thanksgiving of that year, in June 85, I spent Thanksgiving with 28 compulsive overeaters with tables lined up and everybody bringing their version of an abstinent dish and lots of cups and scales. And it was just such a celebration. I'd never, you know, had the opportunity to experience food like that with a group and then Thanksgiving in that way. And a little bit later on, a few years later on, I lived with a program friend for 2 or 3 years, and we hosted Thanksgivings, and we both weighed and measured, and we had a Thanksgiving abstinent Thanksgiving dinner without bringing the cups and the scales out, is that I would fix her plate and she would fix mine. We knew how we each ate, and it was just so sweet, you know, and it's reminded me that you know, that was the fellowship that I was just enjoying so much. And we didn't use the book. What I saw of the book was like reading the, you know, the beginning of the How It Works chapter, and I can't remember what else. And then we would to have big, you know, step studies outside of program because they weren't done in program. And we didn't really read the book, but would read passages and go through the steps. And that way, and it was powerful. That's what we had. And, but to have the book, you know, and this is, I really got the book, you know, when I came into Vision, and it grows more precious and meaningful to me with each reading, you know, like even this one, you know, it's starting with how to approaching someone that has found, who has the problem, by someone who has the solution, you know, it's like a real answer. This person has a real answer. And the book is presented in that way, you know, there's no showiness. This is who we were, who we are, this is what we did, and this is how you can do it too. And we're publishing this anonymous problem that should be useful to anyone, you know, with a problem of addiction, compulsive eating, you know, like in this case. And it grows more. Someone else mentioned earlier in the shares today about it being a living, breathing document. I find that, you know, it's, and for me, it's living in that the same paragraph read 10 times can have 10 different meanings and go a little bit deeper, you know, and that's, I guess that's how we just keep growing. We keep reading and we keep working it and keep giving it away. And that's amazing. You know, it reminds me of Thanksgiving too. It's like filling up and spilling over. We keep filling up with recovery and spilling over with people that we can help. And that's how we keep doing it. So thank you. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Reggie O. Candy T, you're up next, followed by Kathy B. Star one to unmute, please, Candy. Candy P.
Hi,
okay, why don't we go ahead?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Candy.
This is, yes. I'm sorry, I have a vocal disorder, and it's not always easy to understand me, and that is one of the reasons. This is the first time I'm sharing on this line, but I've been listening to many meetings, and I wanted to claim my seat to thank all of you for being here every morning and to say that I am very grateful that I connected with the sponsor I now have, who introduced me to the Vision way of doing program and also kind of introduced me to the puppy I have that I'm trying to keep quiet while I speak on this line. So I'm just very grateful this Thanksgiving, and I'm so filled with gratitude that I don't need to fill myself up with excessive food. And thank you all, and I pass.
Oh, thank you, Candy P. We hear you just fine, and it's very great, good to hear your voice today. Thank you. Kathy B., you're up next, and you're followed by Sharon C.
Hi. Yeah, this is Kathy B. So since I volunteered to share, a toddler is joining me, so you may hear people in the background. I felt really compelled to share. I, too, am feeling really grateful for this meeting. I have been listening to it for some time, but don't usually share because of work constraints. So it was a nice day to share. I also was just thinking of, like, the gifts of recovery and, like, how HP's plans are always so much better than mine. When I started out in a different recovery room, I never would have thought that I would have had the recovery around people that I did. And then when I came to OA, most especially when I found Vision, because I feel like my journey in OA was sort of futile until I found Vision. I never would have thought that I would have had this long of sustained abstinence that felt easy. So grateful for those things. I think that's it. I think just I'll keep coming back because I hear there's more. And because today, on a holiday that is largely all about food, I am unconcerned. Like, my plan is set. And that is miraculous. So thanks, and thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy B. That's a delightful little voice there with you, too. Okay, Sharon C., you're up next, and we may have time for another share after share, maybe a two-minute share. Please go ahead, Sharon. Sharon C., star one to unmute. Sharon C. Okay. Well, I'm not hearing from Sharon C., so I think we have time for maybe two-minute shares, if anybody would like to take that.
Hello?
Oh, Sharon C., are you up there now?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Okay, please go ahead, Sharon. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. This is Sharon C., a recovered overeater from Louisville, Kentucky. I am an anonymous and problem from this first line, an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. Anonymous and volume and problem are all sequential to me. I'm so glad that they are sharing their combined experience and knowledge. What a way to spread the 12th step. I'm so grateful for this program, A Vision for You, and my blessed sponsor. And I just want to say happy abstinent Thanksgiving Day to everyone. God bless us all. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharon C. Okay, we do have time for 1 3-minute share, and who would like to take that? Star one to unmute if you'd like to share. Anybody
Dana,
want the last
I'll share?
Dana B?
Dana P.
Please go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, thank you so much, Elaine, for your service, and what a lovely meeting this morning. What I've been thinking about as I'm walking and listening to all these beautiful shares and fellows that I spoke to this morning before the meeting is these three words, we have concluded. It doesn't say I have concluded. It says we have concluded. And what Thanksgiving is all about is not the food. It's about coming together in community. And I just, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude today. I have nothing planned as far as I'm concerned. I mean, now there are a lot of opportunities I've been invited to. But as far as I'm concerned, this is just another Thursday and a beautiful, wonderful, amazing experience of recovery. I am recovered by the grace of God. In many ways, I had nothing to do with it, but I did. I made a decision, and I joined Vision, and here I am recovered today. And it is beautiful here in California, and the leaves are amazing. And I'm just so eternally grateful to God and my fellows and this program and this amazing book that I've been introduced to, and my sponsor and my sponsees as well. So. With that, I'm going to pass this morning, and everyone, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very, very much, Dana P. And thank you to everybody who has shared and joined us to listen and be part of this Thanksgiving Day meeting of A Vision for You. We're now going to transition by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Mo H. please read A Vision for You?
Yes, thank you, Elaine, for your service. Good morning. My name is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater in Walnut Creek, California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until